We're going up to Sacramento, one of the good pitchers of all time. He's a giant. He knows the game, a college coach as well. Jim Barr, how are you?
How you doing, Marty?
I'm doing great. You know, I'm glad to have you on today because Lincecum got whacked on the knee last night, and my goodness, says he feels good today. Do you just bounce back from this stuff?
Yeah, well, it depends on where it hits you. If it hits you right square in the bone and it doesn't crack anything, yeah. I had one my first year of spring training. Randy Hundley hit one back of me, and it bounced back to the catcher, and we threw him out of first base. And the next day, there wasn't even a bruise or anything, only because, luckily, it hit perfect on the bone and didn't hit any real muscle or anything like that to tighten up. So it all depends. So we were lucky there.
Yeah, he says he feels a little bit of a dead leg. No, he's not limping, but he got a little more muscle. He didn't get it right on the bone, and the x-rays were negative as well. So, but as a pitcher... You know, and you've taught pitching and you've coached it, and of course you pitch in the big leagues, Jim Barr. You know, the way you land, you know, it's such a precise movement. You want it to be perfect, don't you?
Well, it is. You know, you if you have a little bit of stiff, that's why sometimes they say, well, sometimes your ankles, you'll get it the most. You know, you twist an ankle, you're covering a base, you're doing something there, and some will say, well, it's better to have the push-off ankle if it hurts a little bit, because you're at least you're not landing on it. But I always said, heck, if it hurts, it hurts. I don't care what ankle it is, because you do. You want to feel good out there, because if you're the last thing you want to be doing about is thinking about an injury. You just want to be thinking about what you have to do as a pitcher.
You know, I sort of joked around, but I started thinking about it. And I said, you know, Lincecum gets hit pretty hard by Arizona down there. Goldschmidt hits him pretty hard, and pitches better against the Dodgers. Petit pitched the perfect game almost against Arizona. But as a pitcher, how would you feel if they sort of skipped you against a team that hit you hard and put you against another team? Is that in the psyche at all?
No, not really. I mean, you think about, you know, teams that hit you better than other teams, but you never really think about, okay, I kind of hope they come to me and say, we're going to skip you this time and save you for that time. You don't want to do that, because then you start thinking, well, okay, then I should pitch good against these guys. It's just, you want to think about your normal day when it is your turn to pitch. You go out there and pitch, because sometimes you just never know what's going to happen. Yeah, there are teams that do hit you better than other teams, but you never really want to get it into your mind that, boy, I wish I wasn't pitching this series.
Yeah.
You just say, well, okay, I'm going to do something a little bit different. I'm going to hope I have better stuff than how I pitched against them last time, and see what happens.
You've seen a number of games, I know, on TV, and what do you think of the pitching staff so far?
I think the pitching staff's going to be fine. I think, you know, we have quality starters. I think our bullpen is very strong. I mean, every year you always think about, well, you know, it comes down to the pitching. But the one thing that I kind of like, I did enjoy the little bit I saw of spring training in the paper and reading about it, so forth, was that I like Timmy working on his curveball a little bit more. I think his curveball is good, but I still think it comes down to him is his fastball control. If he can control, throw strikes with his fastball, it just makes his off-speed stuff, which is so good, that much better.
Boy, isn't that the truth? Boy, that is so true.
Yeah. And I think the bullpen will be strong. You know, added the left-hander with Huff. I think the bullpen will be very good. And, of course, naturally with the closing, we've got with Sergio and Santiago there, that they've got options. And I think even with the other guys as you go along, I think now with a little bit of experience that a couple of them have, I think we're going to be fine deeper into the game.
You know, I've watched some of this Montreal baseball return this weekend. Toronto and the Mets are up there. You've played baseball in Montreal. They got 50,000 every game here, and it's young people with jerseys on. Would you like to see baseball back in Montreal?
Well, yeah, if it's like that, I would. I know when we were playing up there, it was a lot different. On a good day, they might get 20,000. And plus, they're very quiet fans. They sit there very quietly until their team does something. Then they start to put on a little bit of cheer. But as soon as things stop, then they're very quiet. But, yeah, if they're going to be drawing 50,000 up there, it's always nice to play in front of people.
Boy, isn't that the truth. All right, spring training comes to an end as a pitcher. Is it just too long? You reach a point and say, I just want to pitch competitively?
It does get to that point. I would say approximately 10 days before the end of spring training, you're starting to say, come on, let's get the regular season games going. Of course, naturally, it depends on how you're going. If you're struggling a little bit, you'd like to have one more outing, maybe to straighten yourself out. But basically, I think, you know, a lot of guys are coming into spring training in shape, ready to go. And if they put more emphasis, I think, on that and on throwing more prior to getting to spring training, then I think they could reduce it by about a week or so.
Yeah, it seems to me even the hitters, you know, they just taking their swings and let's get out of here, let's play. And the amazing thing to me, we have another minute or two to go here with you, Jim Barr. You could be doing a spring training pitching performance and, man, that bell rings and all of a sudden you come out and there's nine innings and you look totally different. Isn't it amazing?
Yeah, for whatever reason, I don't know what it is, but it does happen like that. I don't know if it's the mentality of when you're pitching. I mean, naturally, when you're pitching, usually it doesn't matter if it's a spring training game, regular season, you have that pride to always want to do the best you can. But yet, in spring training, sometimes you might have a tendency to throw a few more curveballs or changeups just to work on it than you would in a regular season. You kind of fine-tune a little bit more in your location when the season starts, and for some reason, sometimes it all comes together. You know, you could have a low spring, and all of a sudden season starts, and now you start kicking into gear, and things turn around that fast.
Boy, amazing. Jim, thanks so much, of course, for being on. I look forward to seeing you opening day out at AT&T Park and having you on often. I love talking ball with you.
Well, I appreciate it, Marty. Thank you, and I'll see you out there.
All right, that is Jim Barr up in Sacramento. Always a pleasure to have him on.